بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, the Quran is called Al-Furqan, which is the criterion. And this is what Islam has brought for us. And this is the greatest and biggest asset that we have, which is that we have, alhamdulillah, a criterion of deciding between good and evil, a criterion of deciding between haqq and batil, a criterion of deciding between what is beneficial and what is harmful. And this criterion is based not on our own passing whims and fancies, changing attitudes and changing fashions and changing fads, but it is based on what is intrinsically, really and fundamentally good and what is not, as defined by the creator of it all, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The reason this is important for us to remember this and remind ourselves from time to time is because we come up with different things that happen. There may be, things that are popular, the things that are suddenly become unpopular, and so on and so forth. One of the funny in a not amusing way is, for example, the legalization of what is called, the wording of the thing is, recreational use of marijuana. Now, what does that mean? It means smoking a joint. My question is, what were all the people who were arrested, the hippies in the 60s and 70s, what were they arrested for? For smoking joints. For smoking weed, for smoking marijuana. Now suddenly it is legal. There are people in prison, not from the 60s, but people in prison now from the time before the law came into force, who were caught with marijuana in their possession and they were locked up. Now the law has come, they have not been released. So nobody went to them and said, okay, no, we are sorry, we locked you up, but now the law is changed, so what you committed is no longer a crime. My brothers and sisters, this is the difference between what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees and what human beings choose to create on their own. There's nothing wrong in human beings creating rules and regulations to deal with different situations in their societies. Simplest example is traffic signals, for example. Traffic signals is not a divine law, but it's necessary. And alhamdulillah, you break a signal, obviously you are committing an illegal action. So it is a law, and if to follow it is essential. Wearing seatbelts, for example, and so on and so forth. So the point is that where a law is being enacted for something good, which does not come into conflict with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, there is no problem with that. But where laws, like the one I mentioned to you just now, legalizing of a drug, or for example, the fact completely, it's quite literally something which challenges the mind. How is it that alcohol, which is a drug, which everyone accepts as a drug, how come alcohol is still legal? Why is it that alcohol has not become illegal? Right? Now think about that. Alcohol should be illegal because alcohol is a drug. And look at the number of people who get affected because of alcohol. Look at the number of people who their lives are destroyed, accidents that happen, people are maimed, people are killed, all because of drunken driving. And families are broken up, you know, alcoholics, it's a curse. Alcoholism is a curse. Yet alcohol is not illegal because governments want the taxation revenue from alcohol manufacturing and business companies. So also take cigarette smoking and, for that matter, use of tobacco of any kind. And we have exactly the same situation where, despite the fact that here is something which is quite clearly harmful and which is known to be harmful, it's not a great mystery. We have enough and more medical research to show that it's harmful. Yet, it is not illegal. Governments do not stop it. They don't stop the manufacture and the sale and so on of it. So also take pornographic literature and take all that happens in the name of freedom of expression, where the borders and boundaries of what is moral and what is immoral are completely, they are foggy. They are, you know, they disappear. And there are no borders anymore. I mean, there's no such thing as moral and immoral. But tell me, is this real? Because just because we make marijuana legal, does it become beneficial? Just because we make alcohol legal, does it become beneficial? Just because we make tobacco smoking and other uses of tobacco legal, does it become beneficial? No, it doesn't. Right? So also for morality and so also for all of these things. The point is that this is where Islam comes in, and Islam gives us a framework on which we can take any custom, any practice, any, you know, anything that we are given or faced with, and we can put it on the criterion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, is this good or is it not good? Doesn't matter whether it is legal or illegal, you will do it or you will not do it only based on what Islam tells you. If Islam says that the thing is harmful, you will still not use it even if it is legal wherever you are living. Right? If Islam says that it is harmful, then it is harmful. And that's not because of some random you know, law that comes from somewhere. It is based on the reality of the thing, and for those who are interested, it is based on scientific evidence. So this is where Islam comes in. This is what I want to say to you, that let us try to keep this in mind, that alhamdulillah we have a religion which is logical, which is scientific, which is based on fact, which is based on the decree of the one who knows, because he is the creator of everything. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that something is good, it is good. If Allah tells that it is not good, it's not good. And therefore, we must follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. Take, for example, interest-based banking, right? No matter what the world tries to tell us, the fact remains that ask any economist, ask any social scientist, he will tell you that interest-based banking is the bottom, the actual fundamental cause for poverty, for income disparity. And this is a cancer in society. But because it makes money, because the world is run by bankers, it's not illegal, it's legal, it's permissible. But as a Muslim, should I participate in it? Well, you know the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the person who participates in interest-based banking, whether that person is a borrower or a lender, or whether the person is writing vouchers or bearing witnesses. Any dealings with interest-based banking is prohibited in Islam, because intrinsically it is a hugely harmful thing. It is far more harmful than anything else. I say to you, I remind you and myself, let us keep this in mind. Let us think about everything that we see and face, because one day we will be called to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are called to account, it will not be our whims and fancies, our fads, but it will be the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will be applied. The criterion of judgment will be Al-Furqan, which is the Quran Al-Kareem. In its practical manifestation and implementation, that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives in accordance with His decree, in accordance with His hukum, and in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.